Getting tough on robocalls. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The FCC is cracking down further on recorded automated sales pitches by phone, known as robocalls. The agency is proposing new restrictions on the technology, which, as you are probably painfully aware, is used to hawk things like car warranties, vinyl windows, and credit counseling services. Matthew Lazar reports on telecom issues for tech news site Ars Technica.
There's no question about it that the robocall regime is about to be substantially curtailed to the extent that it exists by what the Federal Communications Commission and what the Federal Trade Commission is doing.
What are they doing?
Well, the Federal Communications Commission's most important move, which it made over the last few days, is that robocalls are, generally speaking, forbidden. And there is, of course, a national Do Not Call registry, which you can log into on the web, and you can prevent your telephone, your home telephone number, from being called as a result of that. But a lot of companies have sort of gotten around that by saying that they have an established business relationship. Actually, it's a legal term, an established business relationship, which means that over the last 18 months, you bought something or had some kind of commercial transaction with some kind of company, and therefore they're able to call you and make these solicitations over the telephone.
That's usually a lie, or the connection is so tenuous to some business you might have done with something as to basically just be a lie anyway, right?
Obviously it's possible that you could have had an established business relationship, but the reality is that the established business relationship clause has been clearly abused by many companies. And so as a result, the Federal Communications Commission now says that you've still got to get written consent from somebody to robocall them, even if you've got an established business relationship with them. Now, there are some exceptions to this. Your call from your airline saying that your flight has been canceled will not be blocked or curtailed. Your auto call from your dentist saying that you have gum surgery scheduled for Thursday will not be curtailed. You wouldn't want to miss that. So there are a bunch of exceptions to this, but a lot of industries now will not be able to use the established business relationship clause in order to make or sign up for robocalls. The other thing is that the new rules say that these calls have to have an automatic opt-out system. So in other words, when you get a call from some credit card company or you get a call from an aluminum siding company or car insurance or something like that, it has to have a little notice that says, if you want to opt out on this call, press 1 on your telephone and then input your telephone number and you're opted out. So that's going to really curtail a lot of these robocalls, because I can guarantee you that the vast majority of consumers will be very happy to press that 1 and opt out. That's basically what the Federal Communications Commission has done.
Matthew Lazar, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Lazar is a contributor to technology news site Ars Technica. Political calls and messages from nonprofits or charity organizations are also exempt from the new proposed rules regulating robocalls. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.